All right. Hello and welcome to the Pueblo Star Journal podcast for the Pueblo mayor race of 2023. I'm Ben Kaysen here with Randy Thurston. Randy, how are you this morning?
Ben, I'm doing great.
Great.
Man. It's a beautiful Monday morning.
Whew, it is such a beautiful morning. I'm loving being here in Pueblo today. Went and saw some of the fall colors yesterday.
You know, one thing about Pueblo is, you know, we truly have four direct, distinct seasons.
Yes, absolutely. And
we're one of the few places, I think, in the country that can really stout that as one of our gems of being here.
Absolutely right. So we're doing the strong mayor system. This is election number two in the history of that system. November 7th is the election. And the way it works is you need to get 50% or more for the winner unless it's going to be a runoff. So there's nine candidates that are on the ballot. We're doing a podcast with each of them. And the next election after that, if there is a runoff, is going to be January 4th. So that's just for voter information. Go check out our other podcasts as well. See all the other candidates. Randy, let's dive in. You ready?
Right, I'm ready.
Let's do it.
Go for it, Ben.
All right, let's start with what would you like to see Pueblo look like at the end of your term, 2028, if you're the mayor?
Well, you know, what's interesting is I was born and raised here in Pueblo. So Pueblo is part of who I am. So I have a lot of vision. And the vision I have is very optimistic. It's a community where we have unlimited potential. We've got resources. We've got enough water for a population of over 400,000 people. We have I-25 and Highway 50. I mean, we have everything. What we need is we need a good recipe and a good chef. So I'm here applying for the job as the mayor slash chef to really pull it together, get all the ingredients going the right direction. But what I see is a community that has quality of life, that is a safe community, a community where kids want to stay here and not go off somewhere to get a job. All of those things are possible if you got the right kind of leadership and taking the one with the biggest problem we have that we have to tackle right away. And we'll be talking, I'm sure, a little bit later on that as well, is the drugs. The drugs right now is what needs to be eliminated in my 4 years. In fact, I'd like to get a good start on it in year one to get the drugs, the illegal drugs and the drug dealers where this is not a good place for them to be. When you look at the level of crime, you look at the violence, you look at the magnet of other people coming in to share that vision of a corrupt, drug-infested community, that vision needs to be broken. And we need to send a strong message that we, the people of Pueblo, we, the people, stand strong, and we're going to not let our community be taken over with this dark element. So that's my vision, is we have great jobs, we make good decisions with taxpayer dollars, we attract good companies of the future. We've got so many great opportunities that I'm already aware of that in 4 years, if I can get 10% of them, we're going to be one of the greatest communities in Colorado.
So you mentioned the drug dealers, that you don't want it to be a place where they feel comfortable, like
right.
You're talking about.
No.
Talk to me about those steps. What does that look like?
Well, you know, first you have to realize that is the problem. You know, the people that are hooked on drugs are being fed by drug dealers that make lots of money. And right now we're kind of a headquarters on Highway 50 with a lot of people being stationed here. So how that looks is number one, is increasing the municipal judge. We have one municipal judge. We'll have two. We're going to do night court. We're going to go after every level of drug dealer, whether it be the runner all the way to the supplier, to whoever it is that's bringing that darkness to Pueblo. That's going to be the focus. The police force is going to be given a directive from me day one of zero tolerance for crime and illegal drugs. We want our police officers not to be doing other stuff other than crimes against people and property. And with that kind of focus, that kind of energy, with calling out the district attorney, calling out the state legislators, calling out people that keep softening the laws in this community and the whole state that make it conducive for people to do bad things here, that they need to be called out. People need to be aware of everybody's part of this to make a difference. And then bottom line is start at all levels and write tickets, have consequences, create such a resistance to that they will want to go somewhere else and do their deeds.
See, that connects a lot with my next question, actually. I was going to ask you, how would you address crime in Pueblo as the mayor? So how does that connect, or what are your thoughts on that?
Well, the addressing crime has to be the top priority at this point. Mm. We're not going to succeed and prosper as a community. We're not going to be able to provide our purpose of providing a safe quality community until that gets addressed. Mm. And so the police force right now, we have a shortage of officers, but if we redesignate that the police officers are there for crimes against people and property, and just like traffic stops or a traffic direction or wrecks or whatever, that we have community officers, we have security companies, we have other entities that can handle the low level stuff. So we can put such a strong force on the drugs and the crime. The drug dealers, we have a drug task force. I want to triple the size of that to where day number one, they're going to realize it's a new day in Pueblo.
Mm. How would you address affordable housing in Pueblo?
Well, you know, housing, it's kind of an oxymoron right now, affordable housing.
Sure.
You look at the reality of our state of the country, interest rates are up. Cost of construction is up. Cost of labor is up. Materials, supply chain. I mean, I can go on and on. The development, we get a development through. The cost of infrastructure is 40% more. So everything that's happening that is structured is makes it very difficult to have affordable housing. Mm-hmm. But if we bring in add-ons to a community and say it's solar, and that solar park in that housing development generates revenue that can help offset the cost of the project as well as the monthly cost of the individuals living there, that's going to be a good first step. But bottom line, if you have a prospering community, you have a lot more people having better wages, more jobs, and you have the ability to move forward that direction as well.
Mm. What would you do to address homelessness as the mayor?
Well, homelessness is a very interesting dynamic. To me, there's two parts of homelessness. There's the homeless that are truly homeless. They're because of life situations. Things happened. It wasn't their choice. Then you have the criminal element of homelessness, where drugs, addiction, drug dealers, people that have just given up and they just want to steal and take whatever they can. They have no respect for the laws. My focus is going to be with the latter, the ones that have no respect, the ones that are bringing that dark illegal element. And that will be day number one. The homeless will not be a protected class if they fit into that scenario there. Mm-hmm. We have the resources. They will know that they would be better off going somewhere else where they can have a more comfortable, easy life of having that criminal homelessness element there.
Mm. So you said not a protected class for that. Talk to me about what would that look like practically?
Well, you know, right now under the guise of homelessness, a lot of criminal activities is taking place. Mm. And because it's under homeless, they're not looked at. Mm. You know, the carts that are being pushed out there, every one of those is a crime. Mm. You know, we confiscate the carts. We, write tickets, we're able to ID how many of these people that are here actually have warrants and high criminal activity and records that we need to know who they are. You need to know who they are in Pueblo when they're doing the crime that they're doing, so we know what to do. And right now, under homelessness, they're really pretty much just kind of lost in the background. Mm. And that needs to change.
Mm. So what's one issue that may not have a ton of attention from people that you would like to dig deeper into? Something that, you know, maybe people don't focus more on that you find interesting.
Well, I find the transparency. Hmm. You know, this is an interesting question, Ben, because I make it very clear that I do not support politicians. Hmm. And they say, well, you're a politician. I said, no, I'm a leader. Mm. I'm a leader that believes in transparency and being employed by the citizens that vote me in. People get into office and they become politicians with hidden agendas. They're more interested about keeping certain people happy than serving their responsibility for the citizens. So having said that, if we lived in a community where there was transparency at all levels, do you know what that would look like? People would do things that are right. Mm. I mean, why wouldn't, if you're doing for the citizens, why would you not want it to be transparent? Mm. Why do we live in such a deep dark fog out there that we don't know what's going on, what's happening, why it's happening, and who's making it happen. That's a sign that there is no transparency. And Pueblo, one of my goals is going to be a very transparent community with leadership, and the politicians with hidden agendas will be exposed for who they are, and then let the people decide who they want in office in the future.
So let's say I'm just a, you know, regular Puebloan like I am, right? What would that look like for me? How would my, you know, government relationship change when it comes to your transparency plan? What does that look like?
Ben, I love that. Great question. Who does the police chief work for?
The mayor.
The mayor.
Yeah.
Okay. So transparency number one is I give a direction to the police chief because he is under the leadership of the mayor. Zero tolerance of crime and illegal drugs. The whole community knows that. Ask the current mayor what his directive is to the police chief. You won't get an answer. Okay. If it's right for the citizens, it should be transparent. That's just one example that I'm saying, Ben. But I could go all the way through with a lot of things. If you have a transparent community, you have a healthy community.
All right. Well, let's end with kind of a positive one on the last question here.
Well, I thought they were all positive. Yeah,
absolutely. definitely is. I just love this last question. What's special about Pueblo to you? What's some good things going on in the community?
Well, you know, people have referred to me in the past as being Mr. Pueblo.
Yeah.
I love Pueblo. I mean, there is no greater place. We have so many gems, so many unique resources. The people are so diverse. I mean, where else can you find a community like this? And right now we are small enough due to things having not grown in the past that we can really create and pull all what's good about Pueblo with the right leadership that we can build a community that is second to none anywhere. So it's the community, the gyms, the 300 days of sunshine, the access, and the love in the hearts of the most of the people in Pueblo. We deserve to have a community that we support and supports us and not let the dark element step in and run the streets.
Fantastic. Thank you, Randy. I really appreciate you.
Oh, Ben, this is great. I really am enjoying this. Thank you.
Good. Yep. So if someone's listening to this and they want to get connected to you and your campaign, how can they connect with you?
You know, I made it real easy that you can go to randythurston.com and get to my website. Do I have a minute to say something else? Have you seen the video with the homeless lady that I interviewed, Kimberly? Okay. No. Here in Pueblo, it's from what I was told last, it's about 70,000 views. It's a 4-minute video. And if people go to my website with Randy Thurston or Randy Thurston for Mayor, I would really recommend everybody go to this video with Kimberly, a very special woman that fell onto drug dealers that she was hooked on fentanyl. And I say was because unfortunately she just passed away 2 weeks ago. Oh, wow. She was the lady in the wheelchair that was hit and killed on Highway 50. But she was so brutally honest. She shared the truth of what everybody in Pueblo needs to know. And actually, it wouldn't be bad for everybody in the country to realize the devastation that's happening right under our noses here. So those are the ways I can be gotten hold of there. Looking forward, if anybody has questions, just reach out to me and we'll talk.
Awesome. Randy, thank you so much for coming in. I really appreciate
you. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you guys all for listening. This has been the Pueblo Star Journal's coverage of the mayor race. Go check out our other episodes, get to know the other candidates, and vote, vote, vote. Vote in this year's election.
If you want change, vote. Yes.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Yep. Thanks, Randy. Appreciate it. And thank you all for listening.